from 1620 94.5 WTAW. I'm Chelsea Reber. This past weekend, I went to the Holiday Artisans Market on the Green at Century Square in College Station. Typically, you pay for surface parking at Century Square, but I could have sworn I heard on our morning show, The Infomaniacs, multiple representatives from the city say it would be free for the holiday market. So I did not pay to park on Saturday. When I got back to my car, there was a $25 ticket on my windshield. So I decided to do a little digging and bring up the situation on this morning show. Saturday, I actually went out to the Christmas market that they were having at Century Square, and I met Sean out there with his family.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, and it was interesting because there were a couple of people who we've had on the show in the last 2 weeks from the city of College Station. I'm just going to play a little bit of audio for you guys real quick.
Uh-huh.
Here is recorded audio from the Infomaniacs during interviews with College Station Mayor John Nichols and College Station Councilwoman Linda Harvell.
Another of the Christmas College Station activities is coming up this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Holiday Artisan Market on the Green at Century Square. The parking will be free, folks.
Hey, hey.
For all of those folks that have a problem with parking.
There you go.
It's going to be free that day.
And on Saturday from 11 to 3 on the Green at Century Square, we've got the Holiday Artisan Market. The event and parking are free.
Wow.
So I was wondering if I should send my $25 parking ticket to Mayor John Nichols or to Councilwoman Linda Harvell.
Park with immunity.
Wow.
Except for on these spots.
So what happened?
So go out there. I was texting Sean. They had already gotten there. And I said, hey, parking is free, right? We heard that on the show. Because I know that typically it is pay to park at Century Square unless you're going into the parking garage, which I typically just go to the garage. But I'm thinking it's free parking. So I'm going to park here just in Century Square near the Christmas market.
Okay.
He goes, yeah, we definitely heard that. And I was like, okay, great. So I park, go to the Christmas fair, spend some time, walk through the vendors, bought Dottie a couple of doggy bandanas.
Yeah.
Then I went to a couple other stores and I get back to my car to leave and I see the little parking man attendant.
Uh-huh.
And he's like three cars down from mine. And I glance and sure enough, there's a white piece of paper on my windshield and it's a $25 parking citation for not paying to park.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to look into that.
So,
I need to figure that out.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure. So I went back, I found the audio, not from one, but from two representatives of the city of College Station.
Oh, so if you went to the market and you also got a parking ticket, based on what you heard on this show,
right.
You are not alone.
That's it. So,
Sean missed out on it.
No,
you missed out on the parking ticket.
I parked, we did the same thing, parked, and I said, nope. They said on our show, I heard it, I remember, they said parking's free, so we did not pay, and we did not get a ticket.
Wow.
We were just a little further down, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, there's only one guy walking around,
right.
And he just didn't make it over to where Sean was parked. Mm-hmm. And
we
so,
call him Lurker Parking.
Oh, he beat me by 3 minutes back to my car
when I
checked the timestamp.
I said to Chelsea, too, there, I said, you know, parking's free. You know, we talked about it. And then I said, but I did see this guy down there.
I was like, well, maybe
with this little thingy.
Maybe he's just like going out for a stroll, giving warnings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to the end of it. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Later in the show, I submitted my audio evidence to the City of College Station's communications office and received a response.
Well, if you didn't hear earlier this morning, Chelsea got tagged for $25 for parking at the what we thought was a free parking area.
Correct.
And told.
Yes. Yeah. At least you weren't hauled off, right? They didn't.
For sure.
So we found out that, well.
I submitted the audio that I played earlier of two representatives on the city council, both saying free parking. And I parked at Century Square this weekend during the Christmas market. I was given a ticket. I submitted my audio and I don't know if I submitted it to the right person necessarily, but they said, yeah, they should have been clearer. They should have at least said free parking was available.
Uh-huh.
We'll do better next time.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Hope for the best. All right. We'll see how.
Maybe if anybody else got ticketed. If anybody else was out at Century Square this weekend with a parking ticket, let me know.
All right.
Then in the last hour of the show, I received a text message with some good news. I will say I am winning in this fight with the city of College Station.
Go ahead.
I was just sent a text message from someone else at the city that said, do not pay that ticket. It even says blatantly on the website that parking is free.
Oh, wow.
For all patrons.
There's some miscommunication. Right.
So yeah. And I would like to, and I would like to say this on air.
Yeah.
This, to be clear, this was not necessarily Mayor Nichols or Councilwoman Linda Harvell's fault.
No.
They received bad information, okay, or incomplete information.
Right.
They were just the messenger. The problem is people listen to the messengers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it looks like it will be taken care of, though, and I will not have to pay this parking.
All right.
There
good.
We go.
So another extra $25 in the old Christmas coffer.
Exactly.
There.
Yep. Hey, I need it.
Chelsea now is $25 richer than she thought she would
be
10 minutes ago.
Well, I'm not $25 poorer, I guess, because I haven't actually spent it yet.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
okay, that's fair. All
get
right.
this, though. I'm supposed to email this email address, chill@cstx.gov.
Oh!
Huh.
I like that.
Angry citizens, please email chill@cstx.gov.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, very good.
So if you were at Century Square this past Saturday and received a parking ticket, I suggest you email chill@cstx.gov explaining the situation. I can't promise you anything, but that's what I'm going to do in hopes to get rid of my parking ticket. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620 94.5 WTAW.